Hey y'all, this is Yamai the Colorist, and you are tuned into my podcast, which is my audio journal titled, I retitled it, Knowing Myself. Because just listening to my previous recordings, I think this is more, this podcast / audio journal is more about my perspective of self-discovery and me doing the work on self. So that's why I retitled it. You can find me as Yamai the Colorist on most social media platforms. Today is Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. And I'm going to jump right in. Today I'm going to be talking about positivity. Well, not so much positivity. I've been spending more time alone by myself. I've been doing some things differently with the intention of getting a different outcome. I've been giving myself more alone time. So I've been doing less chit-chatting and gossiping on the phone with friends, less hanging out, less socializing, and giving myself more attention with the intention of getting to know self, getting to know me, what I like, what I dislike, what moves me, why do I do certain things that I've done for a while, like where did that even come from, you know, do I want to continue to do this, really doing the work on self, getting to know myself. And just recently I've incorporated a new practice, and I guess I'm still doing it, I'm still practicing it. I said that I would complain less. And for me, complaining, it is perceived as negative. And I wanted to minimize some of the negativity in my life. And I felt like complaining and listening to negativity or listening to people complain, it was forming a feedback loop of some of the same things. So I decided to minimize that. And I began to see a difference. I began to hear myself clearer because I didn't have a bunch of junk that was just sitting there. And with me doing the work on self and spending more alone time with self, I realized that my objective on this journey is not to be like this super positive person. And I know that may sound crazy, and people tell me all the time, like, oh, you're so positive, and oh, this and that. And I get what they're saying. They're saying that I've inspired them some sort of way, or, you know, something I've done or said, they're incorporating it and it has transformed something within them. I get it. It's a compliment. But that's not my objective. I'm not trying to be this positive person. And the reason why I say that, because with me doing the work on self and me learning new material, I have an understanding now of the principle of polarity, which comes from the law of Tahuti. And I'm going to read from what this law is, just to give you guys an understanding. And this is the principle of polarity. You can look it up, research it, or whatnot. But it reads that everything is dual. Everything has poles. Everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. And this comes from the Kabbalion, which comes from the ancient laws of Tahuti. And I'm challenging you guys to look into it. I'm not going to go in depth about that, because that's not what this is about. This is about my understanding of things and me doing the work myself. But if you're interested, look into the principle of polarity, or look into the laws of Tahuti. Okay. And y'all probably like, what the hell the polarity got to do with anything? And I'm referencing y'all, but again, this is an audio journal. I'm talking to self, but I do have an awareness that people listen in on my audio journal. It has everything. to do with what I'm talking about and why my objective is not to be more positive, like clinging to positivity versus, you know, doing away with negativity. What I've realized is that being more positive is no different than being more negative. They're the same. They're both extremes in polarity. And my objective shouldn't, my personal objective should not be to be any more positive than negative, but to be in the middle, maintaining a balance. And for me, the reason why that's my objective, it's because just me doing the work on self, I learned that there are things that I like to do or indulge in from time to time that can be perceived as negative, like cussing, occasional drinking, or good time and doing ignorant hood shit with my friends, you know? And I'm aware that that can be perceived as negative, even though I can reason and say, you know, why I like to do it, but it comes from a certain place. It comes from a lower self. Well, before I even get into the lower self, let me say that in order for me to have a higher self, the part that is perceived as positive, that does stuff like meditate and give back and transmute and transcendence, in order to have a positive with anything, there's a negative. Or in this case, what I'm talking about, there's a lower self. And though perceived with a negative connotation as bad or evil, like, so when I say my lower self, that can be perceived as being bad or evil. And that's really just a perception. And I don't have, and what I'm realizing that I don't have to deny myself of my lower self. Again, when I say lower self, to listeners, one might perceive that as being bad or evil. And that's just your mind because of programming. You would attach bad or evil, but it's not. It's just the opposite end. And it's still a part of me. And I don't have to deny myself of my lower self. I can still satiate desires that may be on the opposite end of what one would perceive to be positivity. And again, referencing the law of polarity, to be on either side is to be on the opposite side. So it's no better for me to just be this positive being. I'm just so super positive. It's no better to be super positive than it is to be negative, because the law of polarity states that like and unlike are the same. And the objective for me is to be in the middle, clinging to neither. Because whether I was this super positive being or pushing to be this super positive being or not, me doing the work on self, what I realized is shit that I like to do. So that stuff that I like to do is still there. In summary, I can be on the path to enlightenment and still do hood rat shit with my friends. It's about balance. This is really short and to the point. And I actually did these notes in the car last night. I had an aha and I wanted to document my new understanding of myself. And I want to be very clear to anyone who's out there listening to my audio journal. This is my understanding of myself. This is my understanding of what is showing and proving to work for me. This is my audio journal. And I'm aware it's a podcast, but this is not me giving advice or telling anyone what to do. I'm telling y'all what I do. I'm not telling you what to do. This is what I do. And I'm just documenting it. If something I say resonates within you and you want to give it a try, cool. And if you give it a try and it works, cool. You give it a try and it doesn't work, cool. I'm on the ultimate journey of self-discovery, like knowing myself, knowing me in and out. I'm not trying to know anybody else, nothing else, but just me knowing myself and being by becoming my God self that I know I am. That's all I got for you. Well, for myself today. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in to my podcast / audio journal. I appreciate you guys' interest and what I have to say. And until next time.